I'd like to reintroduce, I guess that's the best word, something which we've dealt with in the past, but it's a long time since we've really been involved in that, and it's connected with this forthcoming seminar that we're having on the Memorial Day weekend. We're trying, Yetz Hashem, you know, hopefully it should succeed, to once again get started on these long weekend seminars, which we used to do. I don't know if anybody here remembers, but we spent probably 20, 23, 24 seminars, long weekends, a couple of years, every holiday weekend, and they were very successful. My guess is there's maybe a couple thousand Balei Tshuva through all of that. Some of the people that surround us here peripherally are also originally from that experience. I don't mean anyone in the room right now, but although who knows. But so it's something that's it's a very powerful thing, and we're trying to get back into it because we feel that the need is acute. It's a very real, practical, down-to-earth, powerful experience which can take a Jewish person who is not religious and really not looking to become religious, and in a period of a few short days, and you need those few short days, it's many have tried to do it in 1 or 2 days and it just does not work. But in a period of 3 or 4 days, you can literally bring a person to a point where they recognize that they want to become religious, that Torah Min HaShemayim is a reality, and that it's going to impact positively on the quality of my life, and going to make my life a happier experience, and therefore I want to, you know, connect, I want to participate. This has also worked even for those who have a background but have drifted, you know, Shiva background, and there's unfortunately today a lot of them, a lot in the teenage years and a lot in the married older years, 20s and 30s and maybe beyond, people who have spent so many years and developed religious families and something snaps, and they, and this has become a very a powerful tool in bringing back so many people. So this is where we're going. I brought this here because we redid, actually should put it outside, I'll make more copies. We redid this about this seminar experience. We collected some of the material that we had over the years. And if anyone is interested in getting a sense of what it's all about, this called seminar experience, hopefully we'll have them out there tomorrow. But what I'd like to share with you today is just a parsha in Chumash, a very interesting parsha, and a parsha which really talks to the highest echelon, the best of our Talmidim and of our children. It's in Parshas Vayeschanan, and it's right after, there's the Seres HaDibrois, then the Shema Yisrael, and a little bit after that, it says as follows, Ki yesholcho bincho mochor lemor, moho edus v'hachukim ha-mishpotim asher tzibo Hashem Elokeinu eschem. Sound familiar? What's that? Who? That's what? The Chochem. Are you talking about Ki yesholcho bincho? This is a Ben Chochem. A Ben Chochem, and it's from the Haggadah, it's mashma, not just a Ben Chochem. He's not smart and irreverent or irreligious, but this is the good kid. This is the, of the Arba Bonim, he's sure the best, right? This is the Ben Chochem. Moho Edois, v'hachukim, v'hamishpotim, sincere and real interest in knowing asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. No, the eschem, let them darshan on the Seder, what the eschem, but it's Hashem Elokeinu tziva. This is the real stuff. V'amar to lebincho. Oh, this is exactly how to talk to the Ben Chochem. The Torah tells us. What should you say to him? Avodim ha'inu lefarab Mitzrayim.
Ve'yotzeinu Hashem mi'Mitzrayim yod chazoka. Okay, we were avodim in Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out b'yod chazoka. Fine. Vayiten Hashem oisois u'moifsim gedoilim ve'royim b'Mitzrayim b'faroi u'v'chol v'esoi. Hashem did oisois u'moifsim gedoilim royim ve'royim, they were bad for them, b'Mitzrayim, b'paroi u'v'chol avodov. Beautiful. All the miracles that took place in Mitzrayim. But the Torah adds one more word. You know what that word is? Le'eneinu. The first thing we tell the Ben Chochom is all about Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and he did oiseisu moivsim gedoilim v'royim b'Mitzrayim b'faro v'chol b'isoi. Le'eneinu. We are eyewitnesses. We, Klal Yisrael, the authors, the ones that have taken this document and passed it on to the future generations, and it's been passed on from generation to generation in its original form, Ad Hayom Hazeh, and we are testifying here that we are eyewitnesses. So it seems, number one, that that's a very significant point. And basically we know, just the most superficial analysis of comparative religions, when you take Yadus and compare it to other major religions that claim some type of divine revelation, the massive major difference is whether it was a private revelation or a public revelation. And of course, this Le'eneinu means it was public. We, all the people that were there, witnessed all of these miracles that took the Oisus U'Mavisim Gedoilim that took place. And it was all le'eneinu, where eyewitness testimonies. Whereas others say, which anybody could make up such a story, that you don't have to have any samchut, anything to back it up, because you say what you want. See, we had private miracles, private revelation. Anything private, you can say what you want. Public is a different story, because you can't get away with mass. You know, mass events that everybody has to have witnessed and fabricate it unless it actually took place. Because if they didn't witness it, then there'd be a lot of objection and a lot of dispute, and it certainly wouldn't have come down as a testimony to this day. So point number one is very simple. Don't underestimate the need, even to the Ben Chochom, to make it very clear to him that there were oisus u'moifsim, which were witnessed, and the Ramban explains that this literally was they saw the Bnei Olam in action, because Adam HaRishon was created at the end of the creation, and he didn't see creation in action. I like to say he woke up late on Friday, so Mimela, he didn't see the creation, he missed the show. So, but Lamaisa, there were eyewitness testimonies in Mitzrayim, because we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of the Nisim B'Nifloys that took place in his full creative capacity in front of millions of eyewitnesses. That's one. V'yisonu hoitzi misham. Okay, that's one nekuda very much. In terms of emuna, it's very important to emphasize, and again, not to overemphasize. And the Torah says it in one word, and not to make a big speech about it like I just did, but it's just push it. It's to be taken for granted that this is le'eneinu, eyewitness testimony. The more you talk about it, the more you make people nervous, you know. But the less you talk about it, some people don't get it. So you have to, a little bit. But you want it to be very clear, but not overly done, that's the first nekuda. There's another nekuda that's interesting. For oisonu hoitzi mishom, l'man hovi oisonu loses lono etz oes asher nishba l'aviseinu. He took us out. And now we know that he took us out because the next pasuk says, v'yatzaveinu la'aseis es kol achukim o'eile le'yiras Hashem elokeinu. All the chukim, yiras Hashem, that's what he wants. But even before he tells us the tzivui and the yirah, that's the tachlis, that's when he took us out. He took us out, v'yitzaveinu lasis kol achukim. But he said, v'yisonu hoitzi mishom lohovi yisonu losis lono es oretz asher nishba l'aviseinu. He took us out to give us Eretz Yisrael. He took us out to do good for us. It's positive. Before he even spells out v'yitzaveinu, we already know that it's for our good. We're getting Eretz Yisrael. Listen, Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate good. V'horaya, today, thousands of years later, the world is still fighting about it. You know, everybody wants a peace in Eretz Yisrael. There's something there that the whole world recognizes. I don't know where, what, how they're margish the kedusha, they're margish the I don't know what they're margish, but that's it. Everyone fought for Eretz Yisrael. Everybody attempted. They're still they certainly want to drive us out of there. Others tried to control it and they weren't successful. But whatever it was, but the Maisa, this is a precious gift, akin very much to what the Ralbag says, Avram Avinu, that when Hashem wanted Avram Avinu to do the Bris Milah, he didn't tell him that there's a knife involved. He didn't tell him what the impact is going to be, that he has to have this old man is going to have to do surgery. He first told him, enter this Bris, this covenant with me, this pact, and you're going to have Deiros, and you're going to have Eretz Yisrael. And only after that, and Ralbag explains that if he would have told him before, then he could have been overwhelmed. It could have affected him. But the way to get a person to do something, and in Avraham Avinu's case, I guess, with Shlemus, which is also an amazing thing because he did everything with such Shlemus. He did the Akedah with Shlemus. But is to first know that there are benefits. And the Cheshek, he says, for the benefits, mitigates the fact that it's going to be painful and strange. That's what he talks about, the Bris, Betzar u'Muzar. But over here, there's going to be a tzivui. But before he even tells us about the tzivui and the yira, he tells us, "Hotzono hoytze misham leman hoviyo yisono loses lono etz oras hashnish balaviseinu." That's very critical. But then it goes on. "Vayatzaveinu lasis eskol achukim oele leyiras Hashem elokeinu letoiv lono kol hayomim lechayo yisenu kayoim hazeh letoiv lono." Kol Hayomim. Extremely important. The Chukim and the Yiro and the Tzivoi Vayitzaveinu, the Shibud that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He took us out of Mitzrayim and was Meshabit us to His mitzvahs, to His Chukim and His Yiro and everything. Those are the harder ones, the Chukim and the Yiro, the Mishpotim are more. Those are Sichli. It's L'toiv Lonu, not Stam L'toiv Lonu, it's for our benefit. Very important, the benefit, it's for your good. L'toiv Lonu kol hayomim, forever, all the days, l'chayoy seinu kayoy maseh. Then it goes further. U'tztoko tiyeh Lonu. Tztoko means, the Goyin says tztoko means the inyan, the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gives us beyond what we deserve. That's what the Goyin says, Tztoko refers to. Utztoko tiyeh Lonu ki nishmor lasus is called HaMitzvah Azois, v'fnei HaShem Elokeinu kasher tzivonu. And if we're going to do the mitzvahs, we will not only be rewarded for the mitzvahs, but Tztoko tiyeh Lonu, it'll go even beyond the reward which is coming to us for that which we do, but it's Tztoko tiyeh Lonu, above and beyond even what we've earned, even what we deserved, because we perform the mitzvahs. This is Bekitzer.
The message that maybe resounds that is constant.
You know, it's Tuesday, not Thursday today.
But, okay, good.
I just want to make sure that you know what day of the week it is. Okay.
Never ask
well, okay. Okay. I just want to know that you know what day of the week it is. Okay.
No,
go ahead.
It's predicated on Rebbe. I don't know if it is. I'm asking. It's predicated on Rebbe's Hargusha that this is a necessity in our generation.
Excuse me, the mocher refers to, do you know what this word mocher refers to?
What does the word mocher refer to?
Just tell me the pshat and mocher. I don't mean the taich. Mocher means forever in the future. Right?
So
the Torah wasn't talking to one generation.
No.
You have a ben, whatever chochem, whatever level of ben chochem you have, this is what you have to tell him.
It really has a perspective of what's appropriate, what we see, and you bring a siyua from the...
No. That's not the way to do things.
On Thursday it is.
What?
On Thursday it is.
No.
I'll give you a muscle. This is just a recent... In Chavetz Chaim, in all the Sifrei Chavetz Chaim,
in what?
In the Sifrei Chavetz Chaim.
No.
He came out all the entire time. He's talking about Olam Haba in very, very sharp terms and in very good terms. and he's talking, he's battling well, with the Vakefa, Kol Shabbos, everything, the Svolos. But Kevani, just the entire time, he's talking about Olam Haba. You look at all the Sfarim, he's talking about Olam Haba.
All the Sfarim? Okay, we'll get someone to do. Are the Sfarim on the are they, no, forget the Kisei Chofetz Chaim. Are they on the Oitzer, whatever that's called?
What?
On the computer? Kisei Chofetz Chaim, Oitzer Chofetz. Are they? I'm asking you a question.
I assume.
Okay, so have somebody research now to see if there's if that's all he talks about. I don't believe you mastered all the Kisei Chofetz Chaim.
But there's definitely a massive duggish on it.
What?
No.
Okay.
But I'm saying even if there is a massive duggish or a different generation, different mafarshim, different things, it wouldn't be shver.
It's not shver. But here the psukim are not shver either.
I'm asking Rabbi Machriach the daya for all.
The Sipurnu, oy vey, I forgot. The Sipurnu here says, I'll meet you halfway. The Sipurnu says, L'toiv lono kol hayomim, if I'm not mistaken, take a look at the Sipurnu, I don't have one here. He says, Bo'ilam hazeh uva oilam habo. That's what kol hayomim means.
So that's
everything.
That's a different speech.
That's everything. It's both.
Being good. Oh, that's
it's both. Of course. Listen, of course. Listen.
Says,
what?
I think the Sipurnu also says in the Akdoma.
Is
it's only Eretz Yisrael that you can reach labels. Meaning Eretz Yisrael itself is not Olam Hazeh necessarily.
Okay, all right. I don't know what that means. That's already I hear, but Lemaisa, it's both. Listen, you know my favorite story is I tell from my grandmother.
Are you proving?
One second. What? I'm not proving. I'm choking. This is what the psukim says. I don't understand. What this? I told you it's Tuesday, not Thursday. Okay. There's not. I just read you. I read you psukim. What? I read you psukim, and that's what it says. It is these pocket. Listen, I know if I had a ben chochem, I know this is the way I should talk.
Since it's Tuesday,
okay?
You're trying to make an halacha l'maisa.
What's that?
Since it's Tuesday, you're trying to make an halacha l'maisa.
Everything on Tuesday is halacha l'maisa. In fact, the reason we fight so much on Thursday is also because it's supposed to be halacha l'maisa. Where am I coming from? I'm coming from my grandmother's house, yeah? My grandmother's house, I was a kid, 10 years old maybe, I don't know, 11 years old, I don't know exactly how old I was. And I must have been 9 years old, 10, 9 or 10. And she had a pressure cooker and it exploded. And she got terribly burnt. And she was laid up in bed for a few months. And it was very, very, very painful situation. And I remember hearing as a kid, Oy in jener Welt it sein aze glücklich. In the next world, it's going to be so happy. In other words, I'm miserable right now, but in the next world, wow, you know? And I remember as a kid one reaction, I guess after I figured out what the Yiddish means, you know what I mean? But I remember one thing. I don't have the patience to wait for the next world. Tell me what's going to be in the here and now. That's lemaisa, the nature of the human beast.
Maybe it's the nature of today. Which is not shver. But lemaisa, halakha lemaisa is today.
But
in the previous generation, how can work for you?
No. The previous generation, I don't know. The previous Avram Avinu needed
to
know.
Okay.
The Sefer Achinuch says his child needed to know. So I have one case from 4,000 years ago, one case from 500 years ago, one case from eternity. It's enough dvorim hanikorim that this is very, very choshev. Okay, anyway, let me just one thing. So, lemaisa, rabbi, lemaisa, could I please, Eli, lemaisa, just one thing. What I'm suggesting here is something that I think is very critical, not as a lecture or a speech, as much as a background. In other words, that as we teach and as we give over Yadus and Torah and Mitzvahs and try to be mashpia on children, on Talmidim, on the present and the next generation. The attitude has to be always, I believe, to even to the one, and that's really the point over here, I think, who is completely committed, who is completely dedicated, I would say, like the son of the Sefer Achinuch, and like Avraham Avinu, and like everybody who's the Ben Chochem who fits into that qualification, it's very critical that everybody is aware of these ingredients. And the two specifically, the two basic, most blatant ingredients over here is number one, the distinction of Le'enenu. The Le'enenu is very good. Now, if you want, and this is just a piece of advice, if you want to be, because sometimes a direct approach is rebuffed. Like, you know, if I come in too strongly, I'm going to convince you of something, so then there's all these, this desire, oh no, you're not. That's why I say we should never use the word truth or proof. Because truth or proof, the minute you use those words to me, my first thought is, no, you're not. And the stronger you talk to me, the more that I'm convinced I have to fight, right? Oh, and same thing here. That's the way it goes.
The actual truth is on your side.
What's that? Doesn't matter, but we fight. No, we fight. The truth is very, truth is, I describe truth as putting me in the corner. Doesn't give me wiggle room. This is it. So there's a natural resistance to proof. There's a natural, so you want to soften it as much as possible. One of the beautiful ways to soften this Le'enenu is rather than just explaining how Maimed Har Sinai and the Nisim of Mitzrayim were Le'enenu, contrast it with other religions. Because when you contrast it, the message gets there, but the contrast and the focus on the other, it does two things. Number one, it brings forth a little bit of Jewish pride that, yes, I don't mind that those guys should be fooling themselves, you know. I don't mind that that's all Bubba Mises. And in the meantime, I'm getting the message across in a way that's less painful, that's less direct, that's less confrontational. So you talk, you know, it's very interesting. The other religion, what do they say? They say that this one had a dream in the middle of the night. The historians say he was in the midst of an epileptic fit, and he said that, the creator appeared to him, and now you got to make a new religion. Another one was dead for 30 years, and then he appeared to somebody else, and, you know, they're all very nice, but these are all private stories. You could either believe them or not. What usually happens in history is some people for some reason are motivated to accept it, and then it becomes broader and broader and broader, and before you know it, this is a religion. But if you trace it back, it's like one when I once years ago when I get presented this to one of the Torah Masorah classes, so a younger man was learning in Koilel. He asked me, he says, I mentioned the Ramban, that parents don't lie to their children, and so many parents certainly wouldn't lie to their children, and so many parents certainly wouldn't say the same lie to their children, so, you know, we have an accurate testimony from generation to generation. So this guy says to me, he says, Goyim don't lie to their children either. Or the Nish, but that's besides the point. But, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. They're saying that there was an original private revelation. Okay, that's right. That's what they're saying. So even if they're not lying to their children, but look what they're telling them. They're telling them there was a transmission, a chain of transmission from generation to generation, except for one thing. The original link is very weak. So that's when you put the emphasis on the contrast with the others, you mitigate it a little bit, you soften it a little bit, there's not so much resistance. That's one. And the second point is so important. When the Torah says Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimoch, which is in this parsha, where is that? Maybe that's the next parsha. It says Kiyim Leiras Hashem Lelechas V'Drochol Avos Hashem this and that, and then it says Letoiv Loch here. V'ato Hashem V'ato Yisroel Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimoch Kiyim. This is mamish. What it's all about. Le'yiras Hashem Elokecha Lelechas V'Chol Derochov La'avos Hashem La'avos Oisov La'avos Hashem Elokecha V'Chol Vovcho V'Chol Nafshecho Lishmo Esmitzus Hashem Eschukoisov Asher Anoichi Mitzavcho Hayoim. But the Torah doesn't stop there. Le'toiv Loch. That Le'toiv Loch is a critical ingredient, because people living in this world, human beings, the norm human being, the Ben Chochem, the Yisroel that the Torah is talking to, when he's telling him, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimoch, is a person who obviously needs to hear that it's Le'toiv Loch. that it's going to be beneficial for him. Because if we don't see the benefits, if we can't answer the question, what's in it for me, there becomes a natural resistance. And I think there's one more point. It's late, so I just want to mention this thing. There is a natural resistance to shibud. There's a natural resistance to shibud. You know, I dare say that it could very well be that our ability to be meshabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu emanates in part from the fact that Avodim Hayinu Lefarah B'Mitzrayim. Because we had shibud. We knew he took us out of shibud. Shibud is overwhelming. Shibud is, we resist shibud. And the only way to mitigate shibud, and Torah is shibud, v'tzivonu, it's a tzivui. The way to mitigate the pain and the burden of shibud is through the fact that it's letoiv lonu. Before we talk about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim in Kriyashma, we always say Avo Rabo, Ava Soilam, Oyevamo Yisroel, Boichevamo Yisroel be'Avo. Then the shibud becomes more within our reach, within our grasp. It's not so overwhelming because, oh, it's a product of love. If it's a product of love, it's easier to accept a shibud. Shibud that comes just as a pure shibud, when we don't have that background, that reka, that scope, that context of love, it's very hard. So these are some of the ideas, and these seminars are really based on these ideas, a couple of other things too, and anyone who's interested will have these available hopefully tomorrow.